and welcome to the show. Authenticity is not what you think it is. It is one of the most talked about words in the wellness, spirituality, and self-development world. But I believe that this concept, as circulated, might be keeping you stuck and small. For quite some time, influencers and creators have been floating the idea that authenticity is the holy grail to success and happiness. Just be yourself and success will be yours. But especially many of those that promote it invoke just the opposite. You end up feeling inferior. So let's look at the official definition of authenticity by the Oxford Dictionary. And that is, authenticity is the quality of being genuine, real, or true to oneself, rather than a copy or a performance. It involves aligning actions with inner values, beliefs, and character, often requiring self-awareness and the courage to act honestly in relationships and life. It implies reliability and legitimacy. So yes, as you can see, authenticity is of paramount importance if you want to lead a happy and fulfilling life. And I truly appreciate the discussions and the prevalence of authenticity in the main social sphere. But now, where do the problems arise? Where do I feel the discussion has been led astray and thus leaves you stuck? Let's circle back to the beginning where I implied that many influencers and creators are flaunting and taunting authenticity, but the feeling you are left with is negative. You feel inferior and have no idea actually how to show up. Why is that? Because exactly those perfectly styled and made-up influencers do not look like you or me. Without makeup, without the filters, without the personal trainer and stylist, you are not as perfect as they are, seemingly without effort. And of course, there's a severe bias here. These influencers represent a teeny tiny fraction of the human population in terms of beauty and lifestyle, because they got to where they are simply because they fit the current beauty standard, the current narrative. And on top of that, each shot and video is highly curated. They are literally spending their whole day editing and selecting the best shots. We, as normal human beings, are wired for easy. That is what our whole evolutionary development was targeted on. How can we make life easier with less strain and with more output, meaning food, shelter, and security? And that is why we are looking towards those seemingly authentic, perfect influencers that want to sell you the idea that it is easy and simple. Just be authentic and you'll be just like me. It's the equivalent to the clean girl look in the beauty bubble, peddled by 20-year-olds, implying that you are somehow flawed if you are not perfect and blemish-free right out of bed. Truth bomb, no we aren't. Especially adult grown women do not look like this, and that is okay. But somehow, we feel we are not enough. Our authenticity is also not enough, because ours does not look like the ones we see online. Being authentic should not imply the pressure to be perfect without help. The concept of authenticity is here to help you become the person you are meant to be. On the other hand of the spectrum, I see many people on social that show up just as their flawed selves, not perfect, not styled, not fake. Yet many of them still have the wrong notion of being authentic. And that is something along the lines of, you don't have to change, just be who you are right now. And that might actually be even more detrimental for some. Those that feel uneasy when seeing beautiful people, successful people, when comparing themselves to their peers, they might be overwhelmed, low-key jealous, unsure or lost what to do. The call to just be authentic, to just be who they are, which implies the present, might keep them stuck. And put to extremes, this type of authenticity might even celebrate negative choices or circumstances. But being authentic is neither an invitation nor a celebration to showcase all your shortcomings. Being authentic is also not an excuse for despicable behavior. And above all, being authentic is never an acceptable explanation for laziness and a "this is just who I am" type of attitude, giving up on trying to evolve. I'm guilty of this. I've done this. I had no idea who to be, what to do, because I was so very different from everybody else I saw. In real life or on TV. I say TV because when I was younger, there was no social media. You might remember that time. So I tried to find peace and authenticity in who I was in that very moment and make sense of that situation. That is not authenticity. Being authentic, more than anything else, is showing up as the person that you are meant to be in the world. By definition, being authentic is not copying anybody else. It is embracing and embodying who you truly are and walking a path that nobody else has walked before, because you're not here to copy anybody else. And that's the turning point, the who are you truly. That is not necessarily who you are right now. It might not even be a version of you that you currently recognize. So let's get back to the definition from the dictionary, and I will walk you through it. So the first part of the definition was aligning actions with inner values, beliefs, and character. And this is deep. Values and beliefs are deep by definition. What are your values and beliefs? Do you even know this? This involves everything. The much taunted limiting beliefs that are everywhere on the internet, but also your beliefs about life, power, spirit, equality, why we're here, why you're here, what your role in this lifetime is, what the role of mankind is. Like, values and beliefs are deep. So being authentic is not just showing your face without a filter and without makeup on Instagram. It's really about what are the values and beliefs that you have and that you show to the world. And that brings us to the next step of the definition, that is requiring self-awareness. You need self-awareness to be able to see which are your values and standards. And this is more than being just mindful. This is about who have you come here to be, to become. How are you acting in alignment with it? And how are you sabotaging yourself? As many of you already know, I have introduced astrology and human design to my life and work throughout the last year, which has helped me more than anything I've ever done before with regards to self-awareness. Because these are tools that look different for each individual. Even though you might be hesitant to use them because you are afraid of the woo-woo, try them just for fun, because these are the fast tracks to get you thinking, to get you to self-awareness, to really face issues in 12 separate areas of your life and beyond. I don't know of any other tools that will reveal so much about you and to you than these two. But of course, you can use any tool you want to become more self-aware. But truly, self-awareness is key. And unfortunately, many people these days are anything but self-aware. When I think of my astrology and human design journey, for example, I got self-aware about money issues that I was not able to lock in on with any of the other tools and mindset shifts and manifestation courses. I was able to actually understand why I had made some of the choices in my life that I made and why I felt like I was stuck in my life. I also got clear on what my purpose in this lifetime is. And yes, I throw around the dreaded, ever-present word purpose. Because truly, this is what these tools are for, to see what you are made for. The next part of the definition is courage to act honestly in relationships and life. And yes, authenticity has to come with courage. It demands courage. It's about standing up for what you believe in. That is true authenticity. Authenticity is not lying on the couch watching Netflix and not participating in life. It is also not complying with all the rules that society gives you. Rather, it is about shaping your life and the lives of those around you with the right standards and values that you apply to your life and those around you. And then we come to the last part, which is reliability and legitimacy. This means that whatever authenticity is for you comes from something that lasts. It's not a trend, not a current mood, but something that is here to stay, that is inherent in who you are. Everything that you say or do needs this and implies this. And again, I find a reliability and legitimacy in my human design and astrology charts. It's there. I don't have to believe it, but they actually show me clearly what I feel deep down anyway. And this is the reliability we're talking about, because this chart is going to be there for my whole life with the changes that are happening throughout my lifetime. And even these changes are predictable. And this is legitimacy and reliability on a whole other level. This is by sheer existence. To me, being authentic means to embrace your story so far, but to equally embrace who you are meant to be, your desires, your needs, your dreams, and how you are built, how you are wired to show up in this world. And it's about owning all of that. It is about not backing down from it, not checking out from it. A drag queen owning the place with her flamboyance and vivaciousness because she can dress any which way she likes is way more authentic than waking up, not doing hair and makeup, and trying to fit into a corporate role that is making you sick. But you already know this. The drag queen is so much more authentic than the lazy person that rolls around in victimhood bemoaning that everybody in the system failed them, that refuses to own their story and decide on how and where they are supposed to go from here onwards. Authenticity is different for each and every one of us. So being authentic is embracing all that you are, the idiosyncrasies, the oppositions, the parts that might be irritable to yourself and others, your past, your present, and your future, and to integrate them, not to flaunt them, but to see why they are showing up, why something is off, and to integrate everything into one cohesive story that shows you your way. It is about creating a masterpiece of a life with all the different bits and pieces, traits and quirks that you are and that make you you. And then become the person that lives this truly remarkable, unique life. This, to me, is being authentic. So authenticity truly shows you the way. It is owning your unique individual path. It is signing up for this path. It is facing the demons on this path, just like every hero on their journey is facing obstacles and hurdles, challenges and dangers. This is raw and unfiltered and unwavering authenticity. And I feel we have lost it in our modern world because it's about celebrating your innate desires because they were given to you for a reason. It is about cherishing the hurdles and obstacles, the not being perfect and doing it anyway, because all of these will get you where you're supposed to go and be. It is about being and becoming human in the sense of loving the experience and everybody else who chose to have it at the same time that you have. And it's about bringing to form who you were meant to be in this lifetime. And this doesn't have to be flashy or performative and everywhere across social media. It simply needs to be the real you and everything that makes you you without reducing yourself to something society wants from you. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I can't wait to talk to you again next time. Bye.